Мертвая корона. Чапта. All rights reserved. No part of this book may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form, or by any means electronic, mechanical, photocopying, recording, or otherwise without the prior written permission of the author. First edition. All characters and events in this book are fictitious. Any resemblance to real people is purely coincidental. Dedicated to those who love in the dark. And to those who are afraid, but still extend a hand. Death is not the end. Death is only the most honest door. From an ancient necromantic treatise, Ota Unknown. Part 1. Academy of the Dark Arts. Chapter 1. The Academy that isn't chosen. The rain started 3 hours before the carriage delivered Safina to the gate. It was a bad start rain on September 1 Street, the day when all new students at Obsidian Tower were required to stand in the courtyard for their ceremony. Safina knew of this tradition from the brochure she received with her acceptance letter. It was thin, written in official type, with the Academy's crest on the cover and Obsidian Tower ringed with 13 stars, and a note in the bottom corner, handwritten in someone's nervous handwriting. Don't be late. They don't forgive. She was 20 minutes late. The carriage stopped at a stone gate with rusty hinges. The driver, an elderly man with a face that had seen much and chosen to forget, half said not a word. He simply placed her trunk on the wet flagstones and started the horses. Safina stood in the rain with the trunk, looking at the gate. The gates were open. It was almost an invitation. Almost. Are you a necromancer? The voice said. She turned around. A spirit stood next to the gate transparent, slightly blurry around the edges, in the form of a student who had clearly been no more than 17 at the time of his death. The boy looked at her curiously, his head tilted to the side. Yes, said Safina. Have you been here long? Since 1842, the spirit replied. I don't recommend the gate on the left hinge. It a little close while you're dragging the chest, and you a little have to knock. And they don't like it when you knock. Thank you, Safina said, and took the chest by the handle on the right side. The spirit nodded and dissolved into the rain. The courtyard was exactly as she'd imagined it, large, gloomy, with wet flagstones and stone gargoyles on the eaves, looking down with expressions of utter indifference. The remaining students stood in neat rows in the rain, 200 of them in identical black cloaks, with identical miserable expressions. Safina stood at the end of the nearest row. Her neighbor, a tall, blunt, freckled young man, glanced at her but said nothing. Several people in black robes with silver stripes stood on a dais near the main building. Faculty members. Safina tried to make out their faces through the rain. The rector, an elderly woman with a face made of marble. 2 professors flanked her, whom she didn't recognize. And one standing slightly apart, as if deliberately not wanting to be part of the formation. Tall. His dark hair was wet and stuck to his forehead. His robe was devoid of silver, only matte black, like the absence of color. His face was sharp, closed, with that special emptiness in his gaze that comes from people who have learned to keep their emotions from expressing themselves. Safina looked at him for a second longer than she should have. The spirit standing at his feet, unnoticed by everyone else, looked at her and slowly shook his head. She looked away. Students of the Obsidian Tower, the rector began, and her voice made it immediately clear she'd been giving this speech for years and intended to give it for just as long again. Welcome to the Academy. You came here because you are different. Not better. Not worse. Different. The magic was in you is not like most. Here you will learn to control it, to direct it, and not to kill yourself and those around you. That is all we promise. The rest is up to you. A short pause. The Academy rules are simple. You will receive them in your rooms. Violating the first three is punishable by expulsion. Violating the fourth is punishable by death. We won't accept questions about which rule is the fourth, it is part of the curriculum. Safina heard her blunt neighbor exhale quietly. You will be assigned to wings according to your magic. Necromancers will be in the east wing, with Lord Vid. The neighbor turned to her. Then he looked where she was looking at the man in the silver lace robe, still standing to the side. That is lucky, whispered the neighbor. They told me they fear it more than any exam.